this week on Life with Amanda, as a sequel to the middle school episode, I want to talk about high school because there's a 100% chance that it was worse. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. This week, I want to talk about high school because high school, we talk about how much middle school sucks. And we absolutely talk about how much high school sucks because I don't like to think about how old I am, but my 10-year high school reunion should have been this year, but because of the pandemic, it moved back a year. And I'm in the Facebook group for the reunion, and there are people that I went to school with that are posting in the group. I mean, they don't post often, so it's not annoying or anything, but they post, and I'm just like, I went to high school with you? Like, I don't remember these people. I don't remember these people, and I mean, some of them I recognize their names because I had maybe, like, a class with them, but high school was weird because I existed in this weird area between I want everyone to like me, but I also want everyone to know that I don't care what they think of me. And it was this weird, awkward gray area between the two camps that you can live in. And I like to think that I got along well enough. I think I did. But high school, when I think about it now, it still sucks. It sucks. High school is like if a 14-year-old and an 18-year-old, actually, you know what? That's exactly what it is. A 14-year-old and an 18-year-old existing in the same environment. You have tiny children and grown men with beards all existing in the same environment. And when I think about high school now, it's this weird phenomenon that goes on that I think of my current self existing in high school. And I can look back on my high school self and go, wow, you've changed. You have 100% changed. And here's the thing. I've definitely changed since high school. I've developed as a human. At one point in high school, I thought that I could potentially be romantically involved with a boy. I have grown in that way as well. But here's the thing. High school is weird because there is a very thin line between high school and the real world. And when you graduate high school, you enter into a realer version of the world. You're not really in the real world until, in my opinion, I don't even know what the real world is, honestly. I like to think that the real world is just that really cheesy MTV show, and sometimes people get in fights and die. Like, everyone in high school, all of your teachers talk about the real world. Okay, well, you can turn in your assignment a week late, but I'm taking 10 points off, and don't expect your professors to do this in college, because that's the real world. And then you get to college and it's like, oh yeah, you can turn in your assignment late because then I have one less to grade. Every teacher that I ever had in school period told me that when I got to the next level of school, the things that were being put up with now wouldn't be put up with. Like in elementary school, when I had to turn in an assignment late or something, my teacher would be like, okay, you can turn in that assignment late, but in middle school, don't expect your teachers to do that. And then in middle school, they told me the same thing. They were like, okay, well, you can turn in your assignment late, but don't expect your high school teachers to do that. And then in high school, they said the same thing about college. And then you get to college and your professors are the chillest people ever. Or they always talk about, well, next year in middle school, you're going to be in the real world. Or next year in high school, you're going to be in the real world. And here's the thing. High school, while certainly not the farthest removed from the real world, is definitely not the real world. I have never in my adult life, as a 27-year-old person, had the desire to wake up at 6 a.m. to go learn math with people that I don't like that much. I have never in my life had the desire to go to lunch at 10:30 in the morning to sit alone because I know no one in the cafeteria. I have never in my life had to spend 30 minutes, that is my lunch, going to McDonald's because the cafeteria food is that bad that the only better choice, well, actually, anything's better. But when McDonald's is one rung up, that's how you know your cafeteria food sucks. But high school is weird because you have just so many different age groups all coming together. Because as a ninth grader, it's kind of like you want to ease into high school. But then your teachers are like, no, we're going to feed you to the sharks. Right away, 100%, you're thrown into the shark pit. I think that's from Despicable Me. One of the villains is like, oh, I have a shark pit. I don't know. I don't even know if I can mention Despicable Me on this podcast and it'd be a copyright violation. I don't know. Here we are. This is me. Hello, world. And the thing about high school is that everything about it, if it's good or if it's bad, if it's good, it's the best thing that's ever happened to you. And if it's bad, it's the worst thing that's ever happened to you. Everything in high school is so amplified. Because in high school, it's so easy to not think past tomorrow. For me, it was like once I was a junior in, I was in the band and I watched the seniors graduate because I was in the band and we had to go to graduation. I started my graduation countdown the day those seniors walked across the stage. At that point, I was a senior. I still had a whole week of junior year, summer vacation, and a whole year of school ahead of me, but the graduation countdown started there, 100%. And the thing is, do you know why? Because high school was so bad. Now, here's the thing, I've been fat my whole life, and I don't need people to tell me I'm fat, because here's the thing, I know. I think I know I'm fat better than you do. You know why? Because I live it. I wake up every day and I'm still fat. I wake up every day and I'm still a nerd or a dork or a geek or whatever I was called. I'm still all of those things. And the only difference between that version of me and this version of me is this version of me really does not care. This version of me does not care what people think. I like the things I like, and I'm not going to apologize for that. I like listening to music, and I like learning to play new instruments, and I like to play board games, as everyone who listens to this has heard for the past 2 weeks. I like to sing, I like to say stupid things, and I'm allowed to be unapologetically enthusiastic about things that people may not be unapologetically enthusiastic about. Because somewhere out there in the world, there is someone who enjoys learning about history. And I hate history. But I would never in my life condemn someone because they like history. Okay, actually, that's a lie. I make fun of people who like history all the time. But I do it in jest. I respect that these people like history enough to pursue it in as a hobby. To pursue it in their personal life and not get paid for it. Because for me, if you want me to study history, you better be carrying a bag of money. And that money had better be denominations of $50 bills or higher. But that's just my personal taste. I hate history. It's too many dates to memorize. They all get jumbled up in my head. But then you look at someone and they might think that way about music. They don't like listening to music because there's too many things going on at one time. But for me, that's the good thing about music. But the thing is, in high school, there's no room for anyone to be weird. You're either cool or you're not. Weird is not cool. If you're weird, then you're gonna get made fun of. High school is the worst. And it was, I think, 4 of the worst years of my life. I'm not crazy about 2020 as a year. And I gotta say, it very rapidly moved up into number 1 in terms of the worst years. Although, here's the thing. Worst years in terms of the amount of bad news I have received, not personal bad news. Like, nothing really bad has happened to me in 2020. Okay, that's a lie. I've got a lot of bad things coming up for me in 2020. Like, one of my best friends is moving halfway around the world. But bad things in 2020, like, there haven't been that many. The bad things that have been happening have been things happening to everyone. So, do I feel bad about them? Yes. But do I feel them on a personal level? Not really. The pandemic? Yeah, it's bad. I didn't get to graduate college. Well, okay, I did get to graduate college, but I didn't get to walk across the stage because of this pandemic. That I felt. I didn't get to graduate college. I still graduated. I still have my degree. It's hanging on the wall and never moving because it cost me $44,000. That piece of paper was $44,000. I am gagged over the fact that I paid $44,000. Actually, you know what? I didn't pay it yet. They loaned me that money. That piece of paper isn't even really mine because I have to pay off the loan first, and then that piece of paper will be mine. But my point is, high school, the 4 of the worst years of my life, because I never know who's being nice to me because they like me and who's being nice to me to get close to me so they have things to tell their friends at lunch about me. And that's a real story. That happened to me. Someone was nice to me, and I told them things, and they went and told those things to their friend circle. I'm really airing a lot of my dirty laundry right now, but I just want everyone to understand that high school sucks, and it might not suck for everybody, but it sucks. Okay? And you need to think that just because it didn't suck for you, you still need to consider the fact that maybe it did for other people. And if it did for other people, you also should maybe consider the fact that it's very possible that you were one of the reasons. I'm friends with a lot of my high school bullies on Facebook, and I'm not sure why. I like to think that I accepted their friendships when we were in high school because I wanted them to like me, or I like to think that they like me. So when they added me on Facebook, I was like, oh, cool. And then I accepted their friend requests. But now that I'm 27, I just don't have time for any extraneous people in my life. At this point in my life, you either like me or you don't. In high school, it was kind of like, oh, if you like me, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine. We can be test friends for a few minutes and we can kind of test the waters of our friendship. And if you like hanging out with me, then we can be friends. I don't have time for that in my life. You either like me or you don't. I have 2 best friends right now that I hang out with on a regular basis. And those friendships were very fast. I think I met one of them in CPR class, and then we started going to breakfast together, I think 3 weeks later. Like, we started going to breakfast 3 weeks later, but on that very first day that I met her, I had her phone number because she said to me, no, let's plan to go to breakfast after we clock out. And then we did. And I had never experienced that kind of follow through in my life. Because with all of my other friends, and I definitely used air quotes, with all of my other friends, it had been, oh, let's make a vague plan to hang out at some point in the future, and then both of us will forget. But she didn't. She didn't forget. We went to breakfast, and we went to breakfast a lot. And we had a great time. And that's how we bonded. And with the other one, it was kind of like, that was fast too. Okay, we worked together a lot. And I was best friends with both of them. But then I said, you know what? we have to form this three-person friendship. I don't want to call it a thruple or a threesome because that's weird, but those friendships happened with little, I like to think that they happened with little to no effort on my part because I didn't have to try to get these people to like me. I was just the version of myself that I was at that time. And it turns out those people liked that. And for that, I thank them. So if you listen to this, thank you, because you know who you are. And I don't like to name drop on the podcast without clearing it with them first, but they knew who they are. Those were very specific stories. And they were actually supposed to be on the podcast, I think, on episode like 3 or 4. But we talked for 4 hours on Zoom one night, and we couldn't get any usable footage. I think there was like 13 minutes of usable footage, and that's not enough. And some of it wasn't even that good. I made a really bad joke about, I don't even remember what the joke was about, but high school. High school is just kind of like a stepping stone. If high school is bad, and a lot of high schoolers don't listen to this podcast, but if they did, I would want them to hear this. If people are telling you that high school is the best 4 years of your life, don't believe them. They are liars, and they're just trying to get you to feel better about something that really sucks. If you can hold on through high school, it gets better. Not quickly, but it does. And I would just like to encourage you to keep going, because it's not all bad. Sometimes you come out the other side with 2 really, really cool, awesome, good friends, and 4 really, really cool, lifelong, pretty much family members that you can sometimes play video games with until 1 o'clock in the morning. I don't really talk to people, and I'm not really good with groups or friends, really. I don't know what to say when people are having emotions, but the thing that I like most about the people that are in my life right now is that they all understand that and don't make me feel bad about it. So if high school isn't turning out the way you thought it would, find comfort in the fact that it rarely turns out the way you thought it would. And that's all I have for you guys this week. As always, you can find this podcast on Anchor, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, and Spotify. And also, if you have an iPhone, roll on over to Apple Podcasts and rate me 5 stars. Joe left me his favorite ice cream flavor, cookies and cream, by the way, a solid choice, also one of my favorites. I want to sincerely thank each and every one of you for listening, because I know there aren't that many of you, and one day, when I make enough money from the sponsor, that is Anchor Podcast, you heard the ad earlier, I really want to get you guys all a really good packet of ramen. So, thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys next week.